Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today I want to address a question that I get quite often, which is, you know, you're replacing all these centralized giants with smart contracts. And at some point, those centralized giants aren't going to like it. What's to stop them from competing with you? What's to stop Facebook, Google, Amazon from just doing the same thing you're doing? You know, they've got the money to do it. They've got the people. How can you possibly compete? Oh, I love this question. So this is where it gets fun. Let's walk through this thought exercise today and see what happens to these centralized companies when they try to do the same thing that we're doing with these smart contracts at Geode. The bottom line is they end up eliminating themselves. They cannot copy it without creating their own demise. Let's walk through it. So let's take the example of Geode Social. Basic social media application similar to Facebook, Instagram, X, these types of things. You can post images, video, text, links, all the, you know, same kind of stuff. You can give it the thumbs up and all that. You can follow people. You've got a very pure feed of just the people you follow. And you've also got a paid feed where you can type in the keywords for the kinds of things you would like to see ads for in that moment, get a set of ads, and when you click the thumbs up to prove that you've seen it, not to say that you like it, but to prove that you've seen it, you get paid. So advertisers pay you directly. And you can only do that in a Web3 world. Now, why can't you do that in a Web2 world? What's to stop Facebook from just deciding that they're going to take all that advertiser revenue and give it to the users? Their shareholders. That's who's going to stop them. So right now, Facebook pulls in $131.948 billion, with a B, billion dollars in advertising revenue alone per year. Wow. Those are 2023 numbers. $131 billion per year in advertising revenue. This makes up the enormous majority of their profits. And they do have profits from some other things, but the overwhelming majority of their profits come from that advertising revenue. This makes their shareholders very happy because their shareholders, what do they want to see? They want to see stock price go up. Well, that means they want to see profit go up, right? In order for Facebook to say, okay, we have to compete with this Web3 thing, not even just Geode, we've got to compete with Web3 at large, we're going to start paying users directly. We can do that too. And they could, but if they do, what's going to happen? They're going to give up their profits. They're going to give up their profits, and their shareholders aren't going to be happy, and their stock price is going to go down. They can't copy it without initiating their own demise. God, I love Web3. I love it so much. They can't. They are trapped in the world of traditional business and traditional finance. They're stuck in the world of shareholders and stocks and boards of directors that only care about profit. They're stuck in it. They can't move out of it. So that completely takes off the table the concept that they could just copy what the Web3 world and what Geode is doing in terms of social. The same goes for Amazon. So right now, when I sell one of my books on Amazon, and they don't even stock it, it's print on demand, Amazon gets 40%. Yeah, 40%, which oddly is not even as much as the printer gets. But that's quite a lot. So what's to stop Amazon from saying, we'll just copy what Geode's doing and let people buy and sell products, and we won't take any profit either. It'll be zero profit, just like just like geode, we're going to take zero. What's going to happen? Again, they give up their revenue. That's giving up their profits. Shareholders are upset. Total value of the company goes down. Stock price plummets. They can't copy it without initiating their own end. And they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Why would they do that? So they can't copy it. Amazon can't copy it. Facebook can't copy it. None of these centralized entities can copy that practice. YouTube has in place right now probably the best revenue sharing model on the internet. They share, from what I heard, 45% of their revenue goes back to the creators. And that is the largest share of revenue going back to creators anywhere on the internet outside of Web3 today. And so in that model, they have the same problem even. They can't give more without giving up revenue, profits, shareholders, stock price, and initiating their own decline. And why is that? Because centralized companies like Facebook and Amazon and YouTube and X and LinkedIn, etc., they're centralized, and what does that mean? It means that they have servers they have to pay for, they have buildings, they have employees, they have infrastructure, and that costs money. They do have operating costs, and that they have a hard time reducing in the way that Web3 can, where it's completely distributed. There are not operating costs. There's not centralized infrastructure that has to be paid for. There are not buildings. There are not employees. Smart contracts don't need to eat, and they don't need to pay rent. And so that puts the Web2 centralized entities that we're replacing in kind of a predicament. So they cannot copy it and offer the same thing without initiating their own demise. And that's what's beautiful about Web3. It's a completely opposite style of doing business, style of offering things to people and freeing up humanity worldwide, and I absolutely love it. Okay, so if they can't copy it, what else might they do? Well, if they can't copy it, they can do what good old traditional business tries to do, and that's buy it out. So what's to stop them from buying us out? That would get very expensive. I'm not saying it couldn't be done, but that would get very expensive. So let's suppose that at some point, when geode is big and we're worldwide, that's going to get very expensive to do. Because what you would have to do is you would have to buy up the large majority of the coin in order to be able to dominate the community vote. And in that instance, let's suppose you did that. Let's suppose that a single entity, Facebook, Google, Amazon, whatever, decided to buy up 51% of the coin. It's a little bit like getting closer to a black hole. The closer you get, the more you're buying, the more expensive it gets, and the more you have to pay as you try to get closer to that goal of owning 51%. It drives the price up of each coin so much so that it becomes near impossible to own that much. But let's suppose they succeeded in that. We have a little thing called conviction voting. Conviction voting is a very cool aspect of geode community votes, where if you are passionate about your vote, then you can lock your coin. Say, I believe in my vote. I'm so passionate about this vote so much. I'm going to lock up my coin for the next 3 years to prove how serious I am about my vote. And when you do that, it multiplies your vote. So people with less coin can outvote the whales through conviction voting. So that gets kind of interesting. The other thing that happens in the instance where a centralized entity that we're replacing, like Facebook or Amazon or Google, something like that, decides to buy up a large portion of coin, if they can manage, if people are willing to sell, and if they can manage to get a lot of coin, all they just did is drive up the price. Regardless, right? They're still going to have a hard time dominating votes. But even if they did a little bit, you still just benefited the overall community by driving up the price of the coin. So all of the people who are running validator nodes and earning coin every day by staking on validator nodes, all the people who are acting as nominators and earning coin every day, the value of that just went up. The value of coin coming into the treasury just went up. Holy cow. Everything that's driving through all of these just got even bigger, better, and more powerful, right? Because more demand on the coin is better for the community at large. So the centralized systems that we're going to be replacing, people always say, you know, they're not going to like that. At some point, you're going to have to deal with them. That's right. I expect that. Centralized systems that give power to a small number of people do not like to be replaced. Yeah, at some point they're going to have a problem with that. And at some point they're going to try to do something about it. And at that point, it will be too late. And what if they find this video? They won't take me seriously. They won't. They could watch this video right now. Hello, Facebook, Google, Amazon, and they will not take it seriously. They'll go, oh, who is this tiny little chain? Oh, who is this, you know, whatever. They won't listen. And it's standard, beautiful lesson that we learn from business over decades and decades and decades. They never see the competition coming until it's too late. They never recognize their own end until it's too late. And so will be the case here. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know in the comments. Let me know what you think. Tell me other scenarios that we should explore. But that's what happens. That's what happens. And we're looking forward to it. It's a very fun thought exercise. So I hope you enjoyed it too. Make sure that you get in on Geode while you can. Welcome friends. Go make an account now. It doesn't cost a dime. Come on in, get an account, get some coin, start playing with the apps, and have fun. And I will see you on chain.